Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
49 degrees.
Hey, DATP.
Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
49 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
48 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
48 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
47 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
48 degrees.
Mobile monitoring. WPHBX Mobile 14714. Good morning. Good morning for another 4-day work week. Yes, sir. It looks like I'm working out of the shop all week this week, but that's alright. Oh, shoot. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Nothing special, but that was intentional, so that's okay.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I got my TS-2000 put in the case, so that's all done. I am set, for the most part, for taking my radio gear out to a park and setting up. There is a sound card interface that I want to get. I want to get another signal link like I've got now. That way, it just plugs in the USB port and make it a lot easier. Other than that, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, buy one of those plug-in jumpers also that's compatible with your radio. I tried to make one and I failed, so I ended up buying the pre-made jumper thing on my job.
That's exactly what I do. I buy the signal. There's a company that I deal with. Lord, I'm going to forget what they're called now. Bear with me. I'll remember. But anyway, when I order stuff from them, I tell them the radio I've got, I tell them the device I want to use, and they will custom make the cables for me. So all I got to do is just plug it in and it all works.
That makes life easy. I don't remember if cables or not, but you had to open up the actual signal link, and there's a plug-in, what are they called? Dual inline dip little thingamajob, like an IC chip, but it has all the jumpers that are set correctly.
The one I got, I had to set my jumpers, but that was still not a big deal. I don't mind opening it up and putting in the jumpers. That's easy peasy. Like you said, the cable was my biggest issue, so.
I think the back of my Kenwood, I can't remember whether, I know it's just a USB that it plugs into it, but I can't remember whether it's a Type A or a Type B. You know, those Type B ones are kind of hard to find. They're kind of the squarish ones rather than the rectangular ones.
How many do you want? I have so many of those things floating around, it's crazy. And they're actually not hard to find. You just look for a USB printer cable, and that's USB-A to USB-B. They're not hard to find at all. I just got to have the right terminology. Hi. Oh, shoot. But anyway, yeah, it's all good. I had a good weekend. Didn't do much on Saturday. Sunday I did a car cruise with Marvin. I threw on my bright orange jumpsuit and I went for a ride in the police car. I enjoyed that tremendously. And then Sunday I actually mowed. So that was my weekend.
Yeah, that's similar to me. I mowed about a third of the yard Sunday and about a third of the yard yesterday. So I still got about half of my yard to do, but I figure I got a couple more days. This might be the last time before I have to do just leaf mulching. I lost you completely there in the Veronica Valley. HDADG. I will listen for you over 86.
QSY 86. WDABX Mobile.
Oh, there you are. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
I heard the repeater just kind of come down, so I didn't know if someone was having a conversation or not, so I waited a bit.
I'll pause between transmissions. I sometimes get kind of quick keyed.
Oh, I think we all do at times. So, but anyway, yeah. So I did my entire lawn, and then I got a deer running down the side of the road. You saw it? I keep going into the woods. We're all happy. Oh, there's Mama and her baby. So they're all wandering. But anyway, so I had a good weekend. A few weekends, I've got something going on pretty much every weekend. I had a car show coming up this coming weekend. Car show the following weekend. The weekend after that, I drive to the UP, and I'll be in the UP for a week. The weekend after that, I got another car show. That's the big one in Fowlerville. We take the hearse down, too, so we'll look forward to that. Kind of keeping life so simple this year, though.
I had to laugh. I was watching TV and there was a program. Well, these people bid for getting jobs to move odd objects. And one of the odd objects that this guy was contracted to move was Ecto-1.
That'd be cool to find, come across. Nowadays, that must have been an older show because Ecto-1 is back on the market, not market is for sale, but back on the scene because of all the new Ghostbusters movies. So Ecto-1 has been pulled out of the mothballs.
Yeah, I was surprised. Well, I don't know what year this might have been filmed, but it was quite brightly painted. A lot of red and white, and then there was a lot of stuff up on the roof of it. Like hose reels and speakers and all sorts of stuff. I don't know which version of the movie it was from.
That makes me wonder if it was a clone. Because Ecto-1 never was red. It was always white with red stripes. And it was a 9 Cadillac. That's the easiest way to recognize if someone actually built a clone or not, because I would say 90% of the clones that are out there are not a 59 Cadillac. It's just due to the cost. I actually looked at one time, and this was many years ago, a 59 Cadillac Miller Meteor, you're looking six figures in for something that was in nice shape. If you wanted something that was up and rusty and non-running, you might be able to find one for 10 to 15,000, but yeah, it's something else.
Well, this was pretty cool. I don't know who the owner was, but the client was a movie theater, and they wanted it parked right at the entrance, on the sidewalk entrance, to the movie theater, you know, under the marquee, so to speak, or whatever. I thought it was pretty interesting. But you're right, it was white with red highlighting, maybe stripes. I was looking more at the roof rack stuff.
Understood. It'd be interesting to see, but, I wouldn't mind seeing one in person, but I don't think I'd ever want to build one, so. The 59 Cadillac was always a beautiful car to begin with. The Miller Meteor was even doubly, so. Just a monster of a vehicle, but, I don't think I'd ever want to build one into an Ecto, but that's just me. So, anyway, other than that, let's see, we got down to the Dodge dealer today, so that'll be fun. But, I don't know what I was going to be in store for. Let's just go down and enjoy it, see what happens.
All right, well, hey, that'll be the saying for the word. Enjoy what happens. So that sounds like a plan. But, this one was over in Virginia, so anyhow, you probably wouldn't see it around here. But anyhow, hey, with that, I'm going to say 7-3s, and I'm going to make myself a single cup of coffee, not a whole pot.
Hey, there you go. And, by the way, you transplanted a skunk over the weekend. That was kind of fun, too. My brother-in-law caught one by accident in a live trap, and kind of got him put into a new location and let him go, but it was quite an adventure.
Oh, well, that's always interesting, ACATG. Yeah, I caught a porcupine that way, and boy, I didn't even want to approach the cage.
Yeah, that was kind of the way we were. We had a blanket in hand, and it was just a baby. It was a small little guy, and we threw the blanket over the cage and then carried the cage, and it was a little nerve-wracking not wanting to get sprayed. But and he was a potent, I'll tell you that. He didn't spray, not when I was there, or when we threw the blanket over him. We were told that put a blanket over it. If you can't see me, he won't spray you. And sure enough, we put the blanket over the cage, and he didn't see us, and he never sprayed. But, oh, man, was he a ripe little guy.
Hey, well, good riddance, and like I said, have a good Tuesday and enjoy it. We got a couple nice days on tap, so maybe I'll finish cutting the lawn. Maybe I'll spread it out over the next 2 days. ACATG. I can get lazy every once in a while mowing.
Hey, a little bit every day, that way as soon as you're all done on one end, you just have to restart on the next, right? Talk to you later, 73. PATX Mobile, 86.
DMH Mobile.
Oh, good morning, Ray of Sunshine. I'm going into Burger King, but I had to say hello.
Hello. I guess 86 is still connected. That's fun. I didn't quite catch who that was. You were a little noisy and quite a bit, quite a light on the audio there. Try it again. Any DMH.
Dylan here. Drake, how's it going?
Oh, hey, Dylan. How was Bridgewalk for you guys yesterday?
Pretty well, actually. I think it's pretty good. I should just leave it my home up in the
Yeah, you're a little bit noisy into the repeater. And with your new house location, I believe you're pretty far north now, so I'm not a little bit too surprised. So I didn't get a whole lot of that.
Yeah, I'm actually in my truck on my Volvo.
Okay, so you'll be headed south soon here in a little bit. I'm headed across the state. And when I say across, I mean all the way across. Headed back over to Alpena today. Yep, I've got a desk set to install. We've got the power supply and a microphone for it. So we had we were supposed to originally install four. We could only do three because we were missing a power supply and a microphone for it. So now this one's got all the stuff it needs.
Awesome, glad to hear. Yeah, we were able to use both of the dual bands kind of during bridge walk, and then after everything, I went ahead and fired up.
Yeah, there you go. Very cool. I used to run Whisper all the time. I actually I ran Whisper with a Pi, and I didn't even have a transmitter on it. It was literally just modulated from one of the GPIO pins on the Raspberry Pi. I put a low-pass filter on it, so that way it wouldn't have any spurious emissions everywhere, because the way it makes the signal is with square waves, so you got to put a low-pass filter on it. You do that, and you stick it to a wire, and it works, and it's really, really low power, and I was surprised how far the signal went.
Awesome. Yeah. I'd also like to, because we'll end up having a computer thing there, I wouldn't mind setting up APRS SDR just for receiving on. I know you guys have one, but it'd be nice to have one there and same thing as a backup.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You can do it with an SDR. Those tend to get overloaded pretty easily if you hook them up to an antenna without any filtering. So if you were to do that, I would put a tuned filter on 144.39 for it, just so that way anything around it doesn't blast the receiver, because that will happen. or I've got, if you need a receiver or something like that, I've got so many receivers seeing my job sitting in my garage, I don't even know what to do with them. So if you want one, let me know, I'll give it to you. You can just have it, keep it, do whatever you want with it. I don't really want to do anything with it.
Yeah, if you got one, if you remember, just bring it with you next time we meet. Or if you meet up with Adam or something like that, you know, we can pass it off eventually, you know. I wouldn't mind having another one with you, even just for listening to the system. But yeah, so if we're going to be broadcasting and stuff like that, it's going to overpower it.
Yep, and yeah, just a simple band pass filter or something like that will do the trick for you. Hell, I still even put them on receivers. On, like, if you got mobile radios at a tower site, I usually put a filter on them if they're not frequency agile anyway. Hooked up to something like a node or packet or whatever, then put a filter on them. Just to stay on the safe side. It's a little bit extra loss, but it helps your receiver receive. So, there you go. But, yep, I've got plenty of those receivers and whatnot. You can even, if you really wanted to, you could put a, what you call those? You could put one of those ADS-B receivers there. I think we were planning on putting another one at one of the towers. because we had one in Sheboygan, and then we had an issue with the Raspberry Pi, but I think that's going to go back up this week or something like that. On the ship, we had 24 OEM, and we had the lieutenant aboard on the ship. It was pretty quiet up there, but that's always good. And I believe we checked in with you guys, I think Chuck did. We were observing and waiting for our job to come. Waiting for anything that required us to do, required our action, and we didn't have anything, so I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, there's some truth to that. I know we passed off a little bit up to Pittsburgh County. I think next year we'll have to make sure you guys are included in that, just that way we can make sure something were to happen. I don't think it'd be an issue, you know, if you guys hopping on and taking over.
Focus on. Yes. The best thing to do in that scenario is headphones, or just, if you can, face everybody out. Face everybody out. But I understand in that at that location, that's a bit difficult to do.
Yeah, we've already discussed headphones. We already had before the event. So that's what we're going to end up doing is, like, our main net control, we're going to have it set up that way. There's two people there at the radio. One will be logging, one will be net control. They'll both be listening in. The other one will be able to take control of the other one. Quick talk, quick switches, Kyle has the microphone, same with HS station, and then really we need to do the same thing on the 800 side.
Yep. There you go. That'll do certainly. All right, Dylan, I got to go. I got a phone call here, so I'll probably be back in here in a little bit. Any DMA mobile? 73
KEA QFS mobile.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 45 degrees.
NATMH mobile.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 68 degrees.
NAMKG listening.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 70 degrees.
That ain't DMA troll. KDREH mobile.
BSU, how
cocky. Oh, I gotcha. There was another station in there. Another station, go ahead.
Which one? NAVH.
Yeah, it was you in there. That's kind of what I figured it was. I couldn't pick you out, though. You and Toby were walking over each other. You're going to make it tonight? Yeah, I'm on my way back right now. Sweet. Now, if you think about it, could you bring those two mobiles?
Yep.
Heard a chirp in there. Sounds like a dead battery.
All right.
Sounds good. And, yeah, go ahead, Toby.
Well,
on that last transmission there, before you were somewhat readable, but all I heard was fire meeting, and that was about all I could pick out of that one.
Give me a minute, I'm tuning up the other radio.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I'm just about 2 minutes away from work here. I figured I'd jump on and see if Drake was still around.
Yeah, you guys doubled. Yeah, I'm currently navigating my way through the detour here for Old Pit Road, because they're finally, I think they're about to finally tear it up and actually make it not terrible.
Oh, so you mean that it won't blow your tire out every time you drive down there?
I'm hoping so, because they got it closed to through traffic, and I went through there this morning, and there was no signs, so...
Well, they better make it quick. It's getting kind of late in the year.
Which old state roads are you talking about, Drake? The
Old State Road, the one you take to Meridian Line Road so you can get up to M32 there. When you get into Manslaughter at the light, you turn right, and you just take that all the way.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I know they've been trying to do Old State for such a late to 66, but I don't think they've made very much progress on that. That's probably why we're seeing all the asphalt trucks.
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah, sorry, I was eating some Taco Bell. Yeah, it's been well overdue that they need to get that done.
Oh, it's terrible. It's really bad. I mean, it's not as bad going eastbound, but it's terrible going westbound. So, yeah, I'm hoping they get that all taken care of. So, yeah, they have you taking, the detour right now is, they have you jumping off on Turtle Lake Road. And then you take McCoy all the way to Otsego Avenue, and then you take that back down to State Road, Manslaughter Road, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's where I figured they were doing it. Yeah, just years of those oil field trucks beating the roads up, that'll do it.
We got nothing.
So, yeah, there's a lot of road work going on around here. They did all the crack sealing, so that's good. But, no big road projects out here except for what was done on 31. You know, it seemed like this year we didn't have any major roads to redo in our township, which is odd. Let's see, Mike. Are you going to the NWS open house on the 21st?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Yep, I'm going as well.
Yeah, we'll see what condition the Trailblazers in. I might sneak over too. I haven't been in there ever. This would be a first.
Yeah, there you go. 21st. Ooh, hold on a minute. That might be. Ooh, that might conflict with some already made or other plans I have. Let me check.
Yeah, I'm supposed to take the truck in next week to get the exhaust looked at. It's bad. So we'll see. What are you doing, Drake? Marrying your radio collection? You got enough of them.
Well, that weekend is autocross. Although it goes for both days, and I can do just Sunday, so that's not a problem. I'll do autocross Sunday and do the NWS thing on Saturday. God, this month is gonna be friggin' busy, man. This is fun. Mike, are you still on your break? Are you back at work now?
Ride, you know, it's crazy, and this month's kind of going to be a little chaotic with meetings, because we're supposed to get our new truck bids in Friday, then we get a hold of them and start piecing them apart, seeing which will meet the Pacific specs and all that fun stuff, so I'm sure I'll have a couple, two or three meetings, because we have to have a recommendation to our township board by the October board meeting.
Yeah, it's always fun doing bids. Yeah, I'm still here, just for a couple minutes, so.
All right, can I give you a TX real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Toby, I'll be back in here in probably a few minutes.
ECH, VSU, portable.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 0 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 74 degrees.
Over.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours.
Sunny.
74 degrees.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
59 degrees.